With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Officials say a person detained for questioning now in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Pima County Sheriff's Department says deputies detained a person during a traffic stop Tuesday south of Tucson. Department did not immediately provide any further details, but it does come hours after the FBI released surveillance images of a masked person outside Guthrie's door the night that she vanished. Meanwhile, we've also learned that a search is underway in the community of Rio Rico, Arizona, which is about 10 to 15 miles north of the Mexican border. FDA is reassessing the use of a chemical commonly used in some food products. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Federal health officials will reassess the safety of a chemical called BHA used in food products, including potato chips, cereals, frozen meals, and meat products. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a new request for information regarding the chemical butylated hydroxyanisole, which is used widely as a preservative. The review will consider whether BHA is safe as currently used in food and food contact surfaces. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in Canada say it is absolutely horrifying. Investigation underway now in a small town in British Columbia where a gunman opened fire late Tuesday in a school. Eight people are dead, including the gunman. Two other people nearby were also shot and killed. And miraculously, police say at least 25 people, most of them students and teachers, have been shot and wounded. Two of them have life-threatening injuries. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll is asking moms about church.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance got a chance to view Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper in Milan over the weekend. Vance visiting Italy because of the Winter Olympic Games. That painting, of course, completed between 1494 and 1498. It is located in the Santa Maria del Grazie, a church that is still in use. The painting depicts the moment after Jesus Christ tells his apostles, "One of you will betray me." This is SRN News. Okay, he was feisty. He was combative. He used abusive language around players and referees. And one time, he threw a folding chair across the gymnasium. But what a coach. The late legendary Indiana Hoosiers basketball coach Bobby Knight will be honored by the university whose teams he led to three national titles. We have more on the story now from correspondent Mike Hempen.
Indiana has announced plans for a bronze statue of former coach Bob Knight. The school says the statue will be in the lobby of Assembly Hall, where Knight led the Hoosiers to three national championships. School officials say Knight's statue will be placed next to another one honoring the 1976 title team, the last undefeated national champion in Division I men's basketball. It will be funded by a longtime basketball donor who wants to remain anonymous. I'm Mike Hempen.
And more details at srnnews.com.